For many, a true harbinger of spring is the opening of a farmer's market. Today, the farmer's market at Forest Park opened for its 22nd season in Springfield, Massachusetts. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill stopped by the market and spoke with a longtime manager, Belrita Novak.
It's really important for people to understand regarding farmer's markets is that it's small production farming. It's not factory farming. And some people say a farmer's market is expensive, but it really is the same price as what you would find at a full-service grocery store. And it's really important to know that when you go to a farmer's market or a farm stand, you're buying local, and that money stays in the local economy, which is so important.
We're in the early days here of the market, but when we hit the peak in the summertime, how many vendors?
Well, I think it's going to be close to 30 this year, which is good. That'll be our biggest ever, but yeah, good.
New vendors this year?
Oh, sure. Right behind you, and of course your listeners can't see this, but we have Brian Bousquet from Vermont. He has smoked butter, smoked cheese, an unusual product for sure. And we have Pitchfork Farm, and he brings many different types of eggs, but he also brings elk and bison, which is unusual for us. And we have Home Fruit Wines, which is new for us. Fruit wines, not that every wine isn't fruit, but like blueberry and raspberry, stuff like that.
And on a typical Tuesday, assuming we get good weather, on a typical Tuesday, how many people will come to the market?
We haven't counted in years, but we get hundreds of people that come. We really do, and they come from all over the region. They really do. Sometimes I take, sometimes we ask people where they're from, and we get zip codes from all over the area, even Holyoke. And even though Indian Orchard is part of Springfield, it could take a half an hour to get here from Indian Orchard.
Talk about the benefits that are available for the SNAP recipients at the farmer's market.
It was developed by the Department of Transitional Assistance a couple of years ago. So depending on the size of a person's family who receives SNAP benefits, they get $40, $60, or $80 a month in fresh produce. And the way it works is that they have to have a balance in their EBT account. And then they go to a participating vendor, and they choose what they want, then they bring it up to the cashier, and the cashier will total it up. And then they will swipe their EBT card, and the amount of what they're purchasing comes out of their account, but then it goes right back in. It is very popular, and of course the purpose is to get people who are of lower income to come to a farmer's market or participating farm stands and purchase really fresh, good food.